I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. On to the world of advertising. The Quiznos chain of sandwich shops has a new TV ad starring two bizarre creatures from an obscure website. Slate writer Seth Stevenson says the result is both captivating and repellent. Here's his ad report card.
Never have I gotten so much mail on a single ad. My readers seek an explanation, and with great urgency. Many of you sound disturbed, as though your lives will be placed on hold until you've come to terms with these haunting creatures. Let me describe them for the uninitiated. They are small, furry, and clearly photoshopped from pictures of some real animal. If pressed, I would say the base element is a pygmy marmoset. But the animated creations have strange bulging eyes and human teeth. They're shown floating in front of a Quiznos shop. One wears a pirate hat and strums a guitar. The other wears a bowler and sings in a screechy manner.
We love these songs! 'Cause they are good to us!
Here's a translation which the ad helpfully provides with on-screen captions. We love the subs, 'cause they are good to us. The Quiznos subs. They are tasty. They are crunchy. They are warm because they toast them. They got a pepper bar.
The Quiznos subs! They are tasty, they are crunchy, they are warm because they toast them! They got a pepper bar!
These characters come from a man in the UK who, according to his website, makes television shows for the BBC. That site includes an even more grating performance by the creatures. They sing about loving the moon, marmots, cheese, dirigibles, and several other nouns.
We like the moon, 'cause it is good to us.
Take my word for it, he's singing about the moon. Quiznos says a guy from their ad firm received the clip in an email from a friend and decided it was perfect for a new campaign. The company now gets loads of mail on these ads. The letters break into three categories. One, what are these creatures? Two, you gotta be kidding. And three, this is genius advertising. Since that's pretty much the breakdown in my mailbag, too, I'll take these one by one. First, what are these creatures? They are named spong monkeys, for no apparent reason. But in your mail to me, you've called them gerbils with birth defects, Mr. Potato Rats, drug-addled castrato hamsters, and hell lemurs, which, while catchy, is not really accurate, as the lemur body type is far more ectomorphic. Second, you gotta be kidding me. Many of you are repulsed by the spong monkeys, and can't fathom how they would make you want a sub. And you worry that these rat-like creatures suggest an unsanitary sandwich prep environment. But the head of Quiznos Marketing says the company needs to be dramatic with the airtime it buys, because it's got a smaller ad budget than its competitors. Its main goal right now is awareness, i.e. water cooler talk. Mission accomplished, I think. Third, this is genius advertising. And you know what? I totally agree. I find the spong monkeys delightful. They've got a certain winning charm. You can feel it in the way they sing Pepper Bar.
They got a pepper bar!
Also, believe it or not, there is some classic marketing strategy going on here. This spot actually teaches us about the product's attributes. We learn that Quiznos subs are crunchy, warm, and toasted, and allegedly tasty. We're introduced to the concept of the pepper bar, which one imagines is a bar stocked with a menagerie of peppers. Not really my thing, but still, a selling point of sorts. I give this ad an A. You're either going to give it an A or an F, and I respect those of you who go with F, as the spong monkeys are no doubt divisive characters. But what can I say? I love the subs. They got a pepper bar.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for Slate. This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.